thank you. Thank you so much. Wow. And thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. That really means a lot. Thank you. I can put this down, right? No, I just... I don't work out, you know what I mean? I can't hold it that long. But, this is such a great night. I'm so glad to be here and be in the company of all of you. And Hollywood Foreign Press, thank you. I just want to say, you know, there were so many people are in this room here. There were like five people that kept me going for, you know, 20 years with these little jobs. And Ryan Murphy, you were one of them. You know, these little jobs that like kept me going. It was like five casters. It was like, you know, you, Ryan, and let's see, we got, well, who else was there? It was just you, Ryan. I don't know. No, but I mean, I didn't have, like, you know, no, I didn't know anybody, and it just was sort of this thing that wasn't going anywhere. Anyway, you know, and then there were these people that would sort of give you these cute little jobs, and it would just be enough to get to the next one, even Michael Patrick King, you kept me going for a long time, but, you know, and then there would be, you know, Reese, you got me, you know, Legally Blonde, and then the Weitz brothers kept me going with like five, because some of these things would go like five, you know, five different episodes, you know, five different sequels of American Pie. I milked that to the bone. I mean, I'm still going for six or seven, whatever they want, you know. But I just want to say, you know, this is not, you know, help my agents at UTA and Tiffany Kuzan, you'll all forgive me. Tonight, you know, the hook came out at the last thing. I got an award at, you know, this giant hook. I don't even see. I thought it left when vaudeville ended, but this hook came out and took me off the stage at the Emmys, and I didn't get to say what I really wanted to say, which is, you know, I didn't get to say Mike White. I just want you all to know that I had such big dreams and expectations as a younger person, but what happened was they, you know, they get sort of fizzled by life or whatever, and you know, I thought I was going to be Queen of Monaco, even though someone else did it, but I, you know, I had these giant ideas, you know, and then you get older and you're, it's just going to happen anymore. And I just want to say, Mike White, you have given me hope for, just, you've given me a new beginning, even this is the end, because you did kill me off, but it doesn't matter, because... Even if this is the end, you sort of changed my life in a million different ways. And my neighbors are speaking to me, things like that. And no, I mean it. None of those people. I was never invited to one party on my hill. And now everyone's inviting me. And I just, you know, it's to you, Mike White. And I just want to say, this is something all of you know. If you don't know Mike White, this is what you should know. It's like, he's worried about the world. He's worried about people. He's worried about friends of his that aren't doing well, or if they're doing, he's always worried about people. You're worried about animals, all that. And I just, he really is one of the greatest people I've ever met. I mean, he gives me so much excitement to be. You make people want to live longer, and I didn't. So anyway, I just want to say, Mike White, sorry, no, Mike, I love you to death. Dave Burnett, I love you. I just want to say, this is a fun night. Thank you. Thank you.
Coming up, Yellowstone's Moe Rings Plenty and Cole Hauser here on the Golden Globes.